Well, good morning. Welcome to the Word for Life broadcast brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church. My name is Ken Keltner. I'm the pastor at Brookside. I'm filling in for Pastor Greg Huffman, who usually is here at the microphone. We love to have folks share what God is doing in their life. That's why we call it the Word for Life, God's Word working in our lives. And so thank you so much for joining us this morning. Trust that you'll have a great day. We're thankful that Jake and Brittany Schnorr are with us, and they were with us in our last session, and we got to hear a little bit about what God was doing in Jake's life. And Jake, you and Brittany, thanks for joining us today, and we're glad to have you.
Happy to be here.
So Jake told us a little bit about how God was working in his life, grew up in church, parents taking him to church, and I guess you kind of said you thought you had everybody faked out, but you were just fooling yourself and not anybody else.
That's right.
And then you went to a camp up in northern Michigan and heard a pastor give a message. And that night you put your faith and trust in the Lord and went outside and saw that the heavens declare the glory of God and the firmament showeth his handiwork. And God was working, and that burden of faking people out and knowing that you weren't a true child of God was over with. It was done. Loved to play basketball. I got to ask, what position did you play?
Point guard.
Oh, you're point guard. All right. So you can shoot the three ball, huh?
Well, I had to because I'm not vertically challenged, as some put it.
Oh, okay. You can't get up and make the dunk. Okay. I got you. But then on his way to the gym, eighth grade, got hit by a car on your bike and knocked you out of sports for a year. And during that time, God was using his word and getting your attention a little bit more, that he had his hand on your life to do something special. So, and we're going to come back to see what all God's been doing in your life with that. But Brittany, thank you too for being here. And we picked up a little bit in the last broadcast, but we really want to kind of kick off with you sharing how your journey of faith began with Christ. And you had mentioned that your dad was not a believer.
Correct.
And he and your mom had split up.
Mm-hmm.
And so you would either live with your mom or stepdad, who were strong believers,
mm-hmm.
or with your dad, who was not a believer. And there was that conflict of, okay, which way am I going to go? I can go out here and do whatever I want to do, or I go home and mm-hmm. here is the rule, and here is church, and this is what we're doing. So pick up with us how God was working in your life, Brittany, and how you ended up coming to that point to put your faith and trust in him.
I really think most of it was the prayers of my parents. My mother prayed diligently for me when I would be gone at my dad's, and I really believe that was a huge part of mm-hmm. God's redemption and grace in my life, that I did choose to walk the straight and narrow.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you see the results and consequences of sin in unbelievers' lives, and I think God uses that as a warning as well, that you don't have to go to the bottom of the outhouse to know you won't like it there.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that I wanted to pursue a life that led to joy and serving others and purpose. And mm-hmm. I found that when I was at church and was walking with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So there were a few years where I battled, you know, internally with mm-hmm. being kind of on that fence and which side would I go to. And my parents, they encouraged us a lot to be involved in the church. So I started teaching Good News clubs and was involved in just about every activity at church as possible. And through that, I realized, you know, this was my calling, that I wanted to follow the Lord and surrender my life to him. And I didn't want, there wasn't anything that the world could offer me that would be, you know, more beneficial than I would have from serving the Lord.
So when did you come to know the Lord? Was that younger in your life then?
I would say I did receive the Lord as a young girl, but that pivotal point in making my faith my own happened when I was about 15. My parents had wanted me to leave the public school and to become homeschooled. And that was sort of my choice. They left that up to me. And it was a difficult decision. I was, you know, close to my friends. I didn't really want to make that decision, but I knew it would be more beneficial for my walk with the Lord to be in a Christian homeschooled environment. And also my parents began adopting at that time, and I was able to just help homeschool my younger siblings. And so I chose to be homeschooled, and that began my path toward wanting to become a teacher, as well as just giving the Lord my whole life.
That full surrender to the Lord. How
right.
many brothers and sisters do you have?
I have seven adopted siblings.
Seven adopted.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you were the oldest?
I was the oldest, taking care of them all.
So you were getting to do some teaching, too. I mean, they say the best way to learn is to actually have to teach it.
Right, because you have to know the material yourself.
You got to know what you're doing. And now you're a school teacher and teaching kindergarten at Osaki Christian School. Mm-hmm. So, well, great. So the big question, and I asked you this before on the last broadcast, how did you all get together? How did you meet? You met at a church plant in the inner city of Milwaukee. Who noticed who first? Jake, be very careful on this, all right?
I've had to be fair from the past, but Brittany would agree that that she was the first one to notice me in the sense of interest in a relationship.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. He's the single guy, has a love for serving God.
Yeah, I was blind as all get out, but there's a number of reasons why I think it was like that. Number one, I was intentionally not pursuing a relationship because I had recently gotten out of one. And I was just at a point where I knew that I had to grow in a lot of areas, and I knew that I had a lot of weaknesses. But Brittany, on the other hand, was more or less, that's not why she was there, but she was very open to the idea of a relationship.
If you're just joining us on the broadcast, Jake and Brittany Schnorr are with us. They're here with us at Brookside Baptist Church and serve in a variety of ways. And Jake right now is an intern for us, and they're both very active, and so they're our guests this morning. We've heard how they've come to know the Lord, how they've kind of set their life on course to serve Him, and then how they came together. And what I was going to say is that today, I mean, you hear so many, and I'm not necessarily knocking it, because we do have couples in our church who met each other online, and they have a strong relationship with the Lord and all. But I usually tell people, where you really want to meet someone that could be your life's partner is you serve God, and you're serving God, and you look over, and someone is running right alongside of you, and it's either a young man or a young lady or a man or a lady, and you're like, wow, they're right here with me. Why don't I wake up here and really see, hey, we could be a team? And I tell you, Kathy and I have been married 34 years, and I can truly tell you it's a team effort, you know, in ministry.
Absolutely.
And so you met at a church plant. Brittany might have noticed you first, but then things began to lead to a relationship. Mm-hmm. And then I guess you knew she was the one.
Yeah.
And you asked her to marry you.
Yep. Fast forward in about 3 years of dating, but yeah.
Yeah. All right. Because you're at Moody. You'd gone to Moody. And Jake, where did you go to school?
Moving from Indiana, I went to New Tribes Bible Institute.
In Waukesha?
Yes, in Waukesha, right here in town. And what's interesting is my manager from the Chick-fil-A that I worked at in Indiana moved up to Wisconsin the same time I moved up for school. And classes start August, let's just say middle of August. He was moving up the 24th of August to move to his apartment and then start Bible studies to eventually start a church. And so he was my manager, so he said, I'm moving up there as well. Are you interested? I can see you love the Lord. Would you want to be a part of something like this? And it was just clear that's where God wanted me to be for, you know, for my church attendance.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, so I did 2 years at the New Tribes Bible Institute in Waukesha.
Yeah. Okay. Did you finish at New Tribes then?
Yes.
Okay, so you finished at New Tribes. So we'll get into it. You have a heart for missions. And I've always told you, I think every time you mention New Tribes, I equate Bruce Porterfield with New Tribes. He was my favorite missionary growing up as a kid. Man, if I heard Bruce Porterfield was in the house, I was right there in the front row. I could not get enough of Bruce Porterfield and what God was doing through him. But so then you get over into this church in downtown Milwaukee. And you guys were, and so then you started seeing each other, you started dating, and for what, you said 3 years?
It was actually about two.
Brittany, I love it. You got it exactly nailed, all right? 2 years. And so then you're going to get engaged, and you get engaged, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
And then you did something that, you know, some couples do, but not normally. You ended the engagement.
Correct.
Brittany ended it with you?
It was mutual. Uh-huh. But if she hadn't initiated
the conversation.
Yeah. And then even the intensity of it, as in like this, some of the things that we've been discussing and kind of been wanting to work through, it's been 2 years. And if they haven't changed that much, there's you know, it's not wise to just assume that they'll change in the future. And marriage, we both respected it and saw it as sacred enough.
And knew the importance of it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. But you did something different because sometimes people that they break off the engagement, they don't even become friends. It's like there's this hostility.
Mm-hmm.
But not only did you guys remain friends, you ended up getting re-engaged.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
So what mostly happened was breaking it off with Jake was so difficult because I loved him intensely. And it had nothing to do with a lack of love or wanting to be with him. It was more on just areas of differences where there needed to be some growth. And
are we talking spiritual?
No. So spiritual, that's why it was so hard. Spiritually, I knew he could be a good leader, and I trusted him.
And he loved the Lord.
Right.
Yeah.
So it was more just areas of needing to, like, that just discipline and maturity and just areas of being an adult. Because there's a four-year age difference.
Yep. Growing up, yeah.
There's a big age difference, and I got a little nervous that maybe that age difference was going to make things too challenging in marriage. And so when we broke up, we weren't necessarily friends. We knew we couldn't even see each other, be in the same room. So we started attending a different church because it was just too hard. But we left each other's in God's hands open and just said, God, if you would have us be brought back together, we would be all for it. But we just know the timing isn't right now. And that's what made it so difficult. It was just a step of faith that he knew I was going to potentially pursue being with other people.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, didn't work out because God knew it was, you know, it was meant to be the two of us.
You know, I tell people all the time, the greatest alibi that you have is time.
Mm-hmm.
And before you ever get married, that is your greatest friend is time. And so how much time did God give you there as you were really seeking him and, what am I going to do now?
Mm-hmm.
How long was this engagement? How long did that go?
Yeah.
A long time?
Felt like forever, but
longer than she wanted.
Yeah.
So we didn't speak for about 6 months, and we took that time apart. And then about 7 months afterward, 8 months, somewhere in that range, is when I contacted him again just to start talking as friends.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But we didn't officially begin dating again until it would have been a full year after we broke up.
Okay. Well, you know what? I was at your wedding. It was a very nice wedding. And
we were at your church. So
Yeah, it was right here at Brookside. And what I'm excited to talk to you about, though, in the next broadcast is what really matters. After God has brought you together now and you're married, you've been married 5 months and some change there,
mm-hmm.
and is that God is working in your life in the area of missions. And so next broadcast, we want to talk about that. So, Jake and Brittany, thank you for being here again today. We look forward to this next broadcast on missions with you. And, folks, thank you for tuning in to Word for Life. If you do not have a church home, we would love to invite you to come over to Brookside. Our services are at 9 and 10:15. Those are the same service. And 6 p.m. is a different service in the evening. And then Wednesdays we have Bible studies for adults. We have activities and for our teens and for our children. We have Awana here. And that begins at 6:45. We would love for you to come and join us. Thank you so much for listening to the broadcast this morning. May the Lord bless you.